Thanks for joining us this week, and I'm with Teresa Dellen from the Shores Resort and Spa. She's the director of marketing, which is always a very important job, and you wear a lot of hats, I'm sure. So we're in Daytona Beach, the Shore Resort and Spa. Give us a little overview of the resort for the listeners.
Absolutely. The Shores Resort and Spa, we've been here for so many years. We were built back in the 1970s, and it's a great resort. A lot of people come here, and they love to come back. One thing we get to hear everybody talk about is how their mother and father either got married here, or they had an anniversary here, or a family reunion. And just a lot of people just keep coming back to us. That's what we really enjoy the most about our resort.
So
we're
saying,
off the beaten path.
Well,
so.
Not really. I mean, you're still here. I mean, an important part of Daytona Beach, but pretty very accessible still. You're less than 10 miles from I-95, and you mentioned you have a lot of people that drive here from Florida and the neighboring states.
Absolutely. We are a great drive market. We'll get people in from Orlando, Jacksonville, Tampa. They like to come and stay over here and spend the night. It's not every day you get to wake up and have the ocean, you know, right there at your side, and people who even live near us just enjoy that, because you don't get to do that every day.
So you mentioned the resort was built in the 70s, but it doesn't have a 70s feel to it at all. It feels very modern. Like you, I think you said, the rooms were redone. The rooms have a lot of technology, big TVs, lots of outlets for plugging in things. The bathrooms are very modern. So it's got a very new, you know, property feel to it.
Yeah, we've kept it up. We've had a recent renovation, so all the guest rooms were redone at the end of last year. And the lobby and everything has been redone as well. And we'll be continuing to doing some more upgrades as the year goes by.
So whenever you say with Teresa Dellen, shoresresort.com is the site to check out. But whenever you talk about Daytona, you talk about racing. So to start out the year, racing, I'm sure, is a very big theme here, not only throughout Daytona, but you guys. I'm sure you get a lot of race business.
Oh, yeah. The Rolex 24 starts out, and we do a huge thing over at the Speedway as well, where they involve a lot of the food and beverage outlets and things such as that, and the restaurants in the area, and it raises money also for NASCAR Foundation. So that's something we're involved with. We get a lot of people coming in for the Rolex 24 and then, of course, the Daytona 500 as well.
And then you roll into the spring. So spring break, Daytona kind of was the trend starter when it came to spring break. Now things have changed now over the years. There still is. Families still go on vacation. People still go on vacation for spring break and such. I'm sure you see a lot of that business.
Absolutely, we do. It is more family-oriented, what people have that stigma in their mind of what spring break used to be like in Daytona Beach. It's really not what it is anymore, what parents might remember about us. And then other people just hear about that, so that's what they think. But definitely not. It's a very family-oriented area to come visit with your family. And we love to have s'mores on our back deck out there over by our fire pits, which is something that the families really enjoy when they're in town.
We might
well.
Do that tonight. So
Sounds great.
So we'll see. Also, then we head into wedding season, spring, summer, fall. I'm sure that that's huge here at the resort.
It is huge. We have tons of outdoor weddings. We have a huge, beautiful deck area to where you're not technically on the beach, but you're looking directly over the beach. I think a lot of people think, I want to get married on the beach, but it's really hard to walk on the sand, especially when you get grandma and everybody
out
there.
You got that dress on.
Exactly. So you're looking over the beach. You're right there, and it is just beautiful and gorgeous, and people love it. People come here from all over the place to get married, and it's small enough inside the building, too, that makes it feel a little bit quaint as well. But we can handle large weddings.
So do you have some weekends where you have multiple weddings going on at a time? Is that a challenge?
We've had like 3 weddings in one day.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, it's amazing how we maneuver it all. There's some that like to do it indoors, some outdoors, some do both. They'll have the reception inside and the actual ceremony outside. So it's just like moving pieces. We just keep it going and, we can accommodate it.
Wrapping up with Teresa Dellen from ShoresResort.com, the Shores Resort and Spa, Director of Marketing. What would you say is the most fun part of your job and the most difficult part of your job?
Okay.
That's an open-ended question.
Right. The most fun part of my job is that on any given day, I get to meet such amazing individuals, and I get to talk about a beautiful resort And if I'm ever having a bad day, all I have to do is stick my head outside and take a peek at that ocean and breathe in that fresh air. Mm-hmm. And so those are some great things. And the hardest thing about my job is there just isn't enough hours in the day to actually get everything done, especially with marketing, of course, being a lot of it being digital and those types of things. So just not enough hours in the day.
And you got a great website. Invite people to check that out. A lot
Absolutely.
Of information on there. Sometimes you go down a hotel or a property's website and you're kind of left wanting more information, or you have mm-hmm. unanswered questions with you guys. Very complete, very thorough. Very updated. The website, great pictures. They definitely tell a good story, and very well done website.
Well, thank you. We actually just did that website. We just launched a new website, actually, and it was actually mid-August when we launched it.
Okay.
So we appreciate the feedback on that. And it's even getting bigger and more robust, so you'll be seeing more photography soon as well on there as
Good.
Well.
Looking forward to that. We're at the Shores Resort and Spa on South Atlantic Avenue. Mm-hmm. Teresa Dellen. How people want to find out more information, Teresa, what's the best avenues for them to go to? I know you guys are on social media.
We are. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. And we also have Pinterest out there. And the best place to go is just go to our website, shoresresort.com. Scroll down to the bottom of that page, and then you can click on any of our social medias.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
Thanks for a great week here, and you dialed up some good weather, too.
Oh, yes, it's great. Great golfing weather, too.
Absolutely. Thank you.